Tennessee insurance companies that sell policies on the individual marketplace had some of the country's most profitable plans last year. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports on a state-by-state comparison from the Kaiser Family Foundation.
For the first years of the marketplace, Tennessee insurers lost money, often paying out far more on claims than they were charging in premiums. That led to a big run-up in rates. But things really turned a corner in 2017, when only 74% of the money collected from patients was put toward medical bills. That's less than the federal government requires. And yet rates still soared again the next year. Mandy Pellegrin, policy director for the Tennessee-based Sycamore Institute, says insurers may not have been aware how well they were doing when the state's approval process began.
They were submitting prices for 2018 in the middle of 2017, so they didn't actually know that 2017 was going to pan out that way.
Rates are now going down in Tennessee by an average of 26% next year. Under the Affordable Care Act, insurers are required to issue rebates if their profits exceed the federal threshold, but a Kaiser Family Foundation policy expert says that's unlikely in Tennessee since profits from 2017 are also offset by losses in prior years. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.